This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
I've got my headlights on.
I had to go out to make sure the neighbor helped me, and I said, hey, do I have tail lights on, brake lights and blinkers and all that? And of course he said, well, the right blinker's on, and then it's off, and then it's on, and then it's off. When's the last time any one of us actually checks our taillights? That means when you have your headlights on, which today's cars are all automatic. They all turn on anyway automatically when you start daytime running lights. Yeah. Boy, I notice a lot of them going down the road now with only one daytime running light on. Take time out. And not right now. Don't leave now. No, you're listening to the show. Appreciate that. Take time out after the show and turn the headlights on. Make sure they're on and go around and look at, make sure all your bulbs are rocking and rolling. Why? Because the ticket costs a lot of money. They are out in force, I understand, U.S.-wide, looking for something to get us on. Don't let a little $3.50 taillight get you a $150 ticket. Welcome to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to have you along. Each and every hour, it's a pleasure to have you here. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there and grandpas like myself, and appreciate you being here. My dad's not with us anymore, and you might, your father might have passed away, and again, we're still saying Happy Father's Day to all. So appreciate you being here. It means a lot. In fact, coming up, we've got a little bit of a lesson from Andy Griffith. Why not? That's right. Today here on Auto World, on the second hour of Auto World, well, folks, I got also, we're going to be giving you some more air conditioning help. That's right. You can now charge your car, by the way, air conditioning wise. It's pretty easy to do, so we're going to help you with that. And how to do it, what's the best way to do it without getting hurt, that's the main key word here, is to not get you hurt and to save you money. That's the main thing. I've got some road trip quotes coming your way. I've got some road trip games. Yeah, have you ever played Shotgun? Getting ready to go on a road trip. And some of these games, hey, you don't have to go on a road trip. You can buy them and play them at home at any one point in time with your, sit dad down and play with dad and ride shotgun along with him like you're riding shotgun along with me right now. Appreciate it. Again, from the Auto World Plaza, right here, live from Boise, Idaho. Good to always have you along. And again, I've got a little gift for you concerning something to do with air conditioning, so stay tuned for that. In fact, let's start with the quote, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. First and foremost, you're the star of the show, folks. Phone number since 1992 is 855-660-4261. My email is good all the time. Auto World Radio. That's one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Follow me on Facebook. That my name is my address, Mark Evans. Instagram is Auto World Media. Head on over to our Auto World Radio Facebook page, too. Just type in Auto World Radio, and you'll enjoy those photos we put up there about Dad's Day and all, and the station wagon that we've got up there. Oh, you know, just a lot of fun. A lot of Edsel station wagon. Absolutely. Got a road trip quote for you. Folks, road trips aren't measured by mile markers, but by moments. Get in that car and do a road trip. Hey, if the road trip for all of us, maybe for just you, is going to the grocery store, that's a road trip. You're gone. You might not have a mile marker in between your house and the grocery store, but you're going to make a moment of some sort. Let's go to the phones. We have Mike from Idaho live. Mike, welcome to Auto World. Good to have you here.
Oh, thank you. When did Ford pickups come out with the hydraulic brakes?
Oh, the juicy brakes.
Yeah.
That's a good question. It was probably, I'm thinking in the 30s, wasn't it?
1940. Yeah, I had a pickup, a 38 that had mechanical. It felt like you had a lot of brakes, but you didn't.
Oh, yeah, the mechanical ones when you had to use both legs.
Oh, not only that, the ditch banks and everything else slow down.
Yeah, So now 40 when it was when the Juicy Brakes came out, and you had a you said a 39 truck?
38.
38?
Yep.
Yeah. Do you still have it, Mike?
Oh heck no. I started out with a 36 Chevy pickup and I went to a 38. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and now do you still own Ford?
Oh no. No. Heck no.
No.
Went
no.
to General Motors after that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
When was the first V8 Pontiac came out with?
Oh,
the V8. That?
Oh, Pontiac. Well, I know that I love that 389, of course, but that wasn't the first one.
Oh, no.
No, no. What was the first one?
1955.
What was it in an Oldsmobile?
Pontiac.
Delta? Pontiac? Star Chief?
Oldsmobile and Buick and Cadillac always had V8s. Pontiac came out, they had straight 8s until 54. Then they had a, went to a V8. I had several straight 8 Pontiac's flathead.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yes.
What yeah, some of the years that you owned? Oh, did you really?
Yep.
Yeah.
I got a 54 Pontiac for graduation, yeah.
You're lucky. That right here in Boise, Idaho?
No, eastern part of the state.
Eastern, yeah. Now, where are you listening to us from?
Nampa, Idaho.
Oh, we're in Nampa? Well, on KBOI?
Yep.
Awesome. Well, awesome. That's KBOI AM 670. Appreciate it, Mike. Now, and you know, that's the thing. We take, well, brakes for granted, don't we? And I sometimes when you say mechanical, I do know what those feel like. I've got an old original 1916 Chevrolet that's mechanical, of course, because of the year. And you can't stop it. You know, and you know too, Mike. The I have a little 38 Plymouth Coupe. They're a wet brake, hydraulic brake, but that car is so heavy, made out of metal, that sometimes I'm wondering if that brake master cylinder can hold that car back. And you know, you got to be a defensive driver.
Yeah, I had an old 39 Plymouth too, just a 2-door. You know, no back seat. The trunk was longer than the front end of it was. You know, there's just 2 seats in it.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to get in the back from the front, you just put the passenger down that little door to go in the trunk.
Yeah. Do you have any classic cars today?
No. This is all no. Like, yeah.
Yeah. You just have the GMC.
I had was a 34 Plymouth with a dog catcher door on the back.
A 34? What color was it?
Damn many years ago. I imagine it'd be black.
Black one, yeah. Yeah, it's so rare today to even find one. Have you had an opportunity to find another one of those in your travels?
Oh, heck no.
No. They're tough.
I love your show. It's just good memories.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. I do. I appreciate that. It means a lot to me, and I enjoy doing it and helping people. And I love listening to, you know, your history, your trivia, because that's what it's all about. And
I could tell you a lot of different V8s about the Chevrolets, too.
Yeah. So you own the Chevrolet GM General Motors product now. Is that your favorite?
Oh, no,
today?
Sir. No idea.
No?
No. Drive a Kia now.
Yeah? Oh, you're driving a Kia?
Yeah.
And good gas mileage. Good
pretty
move.
Good. Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. Good. What model is it?
It's 2008, and I got 33,000 miles on it.
Oh, it's brand new still.
Still, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So the gas price per gallon doesn't really matter to you then with that Kia because you're getting good gas mileage.
Not that good. Not at this price.
Yeah, you did a good move though. That's you can commute back and forth to Nampa, Caldwell, and Boise, and you can go on a road trip, huh?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. So I got to ask. We're going to take a little short break, but what car would you want in your garage right now if money wasn't an object?
The old ones I had.
Yeah, one of the old ones.
65442.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I
love it.
Race that.
Yep, the 442s. Mike, thanks for calling right here to Auto World from Nampa, Idaho. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Appreciate the compliment. Appreciate it. Right here from Auto World, Mike from Nampa. Thank you. Listen on KBOI AM 670. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
back here in the studio each and every week. Just like being on the road again. Each and every week you expect me, and I expect to be here. It's a very huge honor. Very proud to be here with you folks each and every week here at Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Today here on Auto World, we're having a lot of fun. Of course, thanking all our fathers and dads out there and grandfathers and all for putting the rules in our game, I guess. You know, telling us how to do it, why to do it, how come to do it. And that's what it's all about. Of course, we always had Mom in the background, pointing her, shaking the finger at Dad. You never know. But, yeah, you know, that's something that, a little story of my dad. I found an automobile to buy and purchase, and I talked to Dad about that car, and I was too young to even drive. And, of course, he said, nope, you're too young, nope, too young, you can't drive it. Of course, my mom was in the background saying, let him have the car. So it's a team effort there. I did get the car. My mom won. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here each and every week. And today, you know, the auto trip games. Folks, do you have an auto trip game? I know some of you played some auto trip games. I know all of you maybe might know about this one, the slug bug. Oh, yeah. You know, the Volkswagen bug. Every time you saw a Volkswagen bug going down the street, punch right there. And oh, God, engine light. Oh, man. Eddie, the engine emailer, just hit me in the shoulder for saying slug bug. Ah, yes. Some of you called it punch buggy. Every time you see a Volkswagen Beetle, you know, you punch the person next to you in the arm. And you holler it out, slug bug! So there's always a good game. We're going to come back with some more quotes here from the Auto World Plaza. And also, I've got some more air conditioning tips for you right here at Auto World. Stay tuned, because first and foremost, you're the star of the show. 855-660-4261 is our number. And always join me with email, whichever time is good. You never know when you might need help with your Auto World. And the email address is Auto World Radio. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, coming up, we're going to talk about, there's a color of a car that depreciates the least. That's right, a color of a car that depreciates the least. So stay tuned for that. We're going to find out what color you might need to purchase, because the price stays up, doesn't depreciate. Well, right now, let's go to David in San Francisco. David, welcome to Auto World.
Oh, howdy, Mark. Yeah. Hi. Man, I'm out in California right now, but I've been hearing about all these heavy storms back east. I remember when I was about 16, couldn't have been, brand new on the driver's license, and my brother-in-law convinced me to drag a Volkswagen about 5 miles on a rope, not on a bar, a rope. This Volkswagen was basically useless. No brakes or crap brakes. I think I had to deal with the handbrake, and there was a downpour. It was a downpour, and it was heading toward rush hour. But we made it, survived it. So those Volkswagens come in handy. But what I was going to lean on, gas prices. People are going to hate their cars if they don't watch out. The gas prices, there's no logic to it. The money that we're spending, every penny of it is going over to Saudi Arabia or Houston, where they do not care. And we're going to make some evil people richer with every penny we dump into the gasoline. So what could the auto industry do to improve that situation? Because the auto industry is going to come out with a hellish reputation if they don't do something to stop this evil.
Yep. Yeah, the gas prices have never gone down in my life, David. Absolutely. Now, do you have a good gas mileage vehicle now?
Oh, yeah, probably the best. I got a bicycle. And out here San Francisco, we've got biodiesel. San Francisco's got so many restaurants out here that we create our own biodiesel and run the buses on biodiesel, although they're electric buses, too. They're streetcars, electric, cable car. Of course, that's an ancient, well, not ancient, but an old technology. But, we've got multiple types of mass transit out here, and San Francisco is going to stay a lot richer because we're not spending that money on gasoline. We can keep it in town. We can reinvest that money and create local jobs with the money we don't spend on gasoline. And that's what I'm saying. There's an interim time. We can force these rats to lower prices. Or we could invest in mass transit and, you know, keep the automakers making buses.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the numbers of the car sales and truck sales per year just keeps going up and up and up. We just keep buying. And we have, what, two, three vehicles in our driveways? Average family?
Is that, that right? It's up yeah, to, that, I remember years ago it was 1.5, so it's now, what, 3?
Yeah, it's raised. Yep, it's raised. And so now that EVs is out there, I mean, are we going to have now, is everybody's going to try to EV, aren't they, on top of the gas and diesel vehicles they have in their driveway? Is that going to happen too? Now, that biodiesel you're talking about, that's French fry oil, isn't it?
It can be. If you know, the original, I'm trying to think of what Diesel's first name was, but he was actually dealing with biodiesel in the beginning. It was garbage water. It was garbage juice that was regular diesel. And then when oil started getting drilled in Pennsylvania, they created a version of diesel from petroleum. But the original diesel was garbage. And out here in California, I think we had 20,000 restaurants 30 years ago. There's probably more than that now. And there's so much, you know, so much grease comes out of a restaurant that they just basically have a collection truck that comes around to all these restaurants and turns it into biodiesel. So it's more of a grease-based diesel, but as opposed to garbage-based, but I'm sure they could switch over if need be.
Right. Yeah, another type of fuel. Absolutely. I know that in the automotive industry we have waste oil, you know, coming out of the trucks and cars. And that waste oil, you know, where does it go? They're recycling it, but I understand a lot of the airplanes that we're sitting in the air, they're burning a few of those gallons also. Now,
yeah, there is a way. I think they purify it, and if you have honest to God grease, it's easier to deal with than if they had, you know, like Crisco used to add something to make it smell better. It was like perfumes or some kind of extra chemical in it. And you can't necessarily make fuel out of certain of those. But if you do, you have to, you know, resolve those because they might have more sugars in them or something that would eat up an engine. But,
right.
Yeah, but then, yeah. Anyway, so those ideas.
Yeah. Great ideas, David. I appreciate it. Yep, appreciate it. David, where are you listening to us on? What station?
Oh, I'm a regular GCN listener, so I catch you through that stream.
Awesome. Appreciate you calling, David.
Yeah, take
good
care.
To have you here. Yep, thank you. Happy motoring.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is in for a tough summer when it comes to gas prices.
Driving season just started, and we know that there will be continued upward pull on demand.
That's according to Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm. Those comments courtesy of CNN's State of the Union. Granholm also famously said on CNBC that she cannot wave a magic wand to lower gas prices. This as a AAA station survey reports Sunday the nationwide average for a gallon of regular gas is $4.98 a gallon. The nation is observing the first federal holiday that commemorates the end of slavery in the United States. Juneteenth is in recognition of June 19, 1865, when African American slaves in Texas formally received word that they were freed. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wolf Creek has way up on the creek divide, trucking on down the other side.
Well, Earl grabbed on the shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You won't screw that thing back on, Earl?" He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cup of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the...
You count too many phone poles, you'd be careful now. Oh, I tell you, it's good to have you along, folks. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Well, you know, we're talking about road trip quotes and giving you some road trip games. Well, it's time now for another road trip quote. Travel far enough, you meet yourself. Road trips are good, healthy, whenever you get a chance. And a road trip doesn't have to be clear across the United States. I mean, David there just called from San Francisco, California. Thank you, David. Appreciate that. Listening on GCNLive.com. My grandma, a little short story, David, there in San Francisco, my grandma, she lived on Van Nuys Street, I believe it was, and she was up there on an apartment building, and it was very costly for her, of course, but I remember as a kid looking out the window, the fog would come in the morning, and then the fog would lift, and oh, there was the Golden Gate Bridge. And as a young kid, you know what I was looking at? The cars that were on the bridge. It looked like little Hot Wheels and Matchboxes to me. I've always been a gearhead and always liked cars. With that, there's a lot of you that have air conditioning. In fact, air conditioning in a car is pretty much just standard anymore. And, you know, when I talk about air conditioning, I'm talking about something that all of you might be familiar with, and some of you might not have it quite yet, but you might be getting this. Yes, I want each and every one of us to go out, to the big box stores, look for Lysol antibacterial spray, and I want you to turn that air conditioning on full blast, turn the recycle button off, and I want you to spray Lysol antibacterial spray, folks, in that grill outside underneath that windshield. It'll suck that antibacterial spray in, get into the evaporator core, kill the mold and mildew and spores. Okay, so you don't have the smell right now, but eventually you will have. And I want to kill it before you get sick. I don't want you having a sore throat. I don't want you being sick. I want you being here tuning into Auto World each week. Thank you for that. Lysol and antibacterial spray. It works good. Real good. Let's go to the email bag. Woo! Yeah, that email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. There's one. Got one. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's in the studio. Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate you taking care of all the emails. When it comes to emails, folks, 911 means that you need help now. Put 911 on it. Eddie will send those right over to me as soon as possible, and I'll get them fixed. This last week, I've had quite a few, and I appreciate it because I shout out to you for you to need help. And your comments, too, good or bad, about anything and everything in your auto world. I appreciate each and every one of you. That's what it's all about, at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. If you do not want me to read it live on the air, then just put on there, no, don't read it, but help me anyway. And I will, absolutely. Here's one we can read. It says, and a good day to you, Mark. Love your show. Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. My ears are on here in Reno, Nevada. Well, let's do a shout-out. Let's do a shout-out to one of our great affiliates in Reno, Nevada. Shout-out to KNNR AM 1400. And listening in Carson City and Sparks, Reno, Nevada, and all the other cities around, Truckee, etc. Up, I believe, south of Reno? Yeah, there's a lot of you tuning in. Appreciate that. It's good to be in Reno. I love the Automobile Museum right there on the river. And I think that's the Truckee River, if I'm not mistaken. Here he says, it's Aaron. He says, I have a question for you about my Ford F-150. Headed over to Truckee the other day with it last weekend and noticed my truck was pinging going up the hill. The oil gauge showed normal reading and the engine never got hot. Temp gauge was in its normal spot. I did pull over and check the oil level. All is good there too. The pinging has since stopped. Do you have any ideas, Mark, what might have caused this pinging? Thanks again for being here, and happy Father's Day to you, Aaron. Aaron, thank you. Appreciate that. I'm definitely proud to have you along with us, and thanks for emailing in. And again, too, I want to shout out to our other callers, too, that called in, David from San Francisco and Sunny in Florida, and Mike in Nampa. I do have gifts, so if you folks would, go ahead and email me in. Aaron, you too. Please do. And I've got a little detail package I'd like to send out to each and every one of you. And again, we don't share the your address by any means with anyone. It's gone as soon as I get it. I get the basket done and we send it out. And we don't know your email from that point on. So that's how we do it. And here's our email for you to give us your email address so we can ship the gifts out to you. And that is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Aaron, just thinking as I'm talking here, of course, bringing the technician out in my file cabinet, in my head. You hear the rocks are rattling around in there? I'm shaking my head right now. No. This pinging you have is Ford F-150. Now, this is going to help a lot of people, Aaron. I do appreciate you saying something here about this. This pinging, VVT, variable valve timing sensors. What these sensors are, they're solenoids, actually. And these solenoids, Aaron, what you've got, what happens first? Let's back up the bus here first. Beep, 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 beep. What you got? You got to make sure that we change our oil, folks. This is another thing that, I don't talk a lot about, but, make sure you get your oil changed. And Miles is, we put synthetic in it, Mark, so I don't need to go out any, I can go forever because I've got synthetic oil in it. No. You can't. No. The oil pan, folks, is the trash can of your vehicle. That's right. It's a trash can. Take the trash out. Or in this case, drain the oil. Get the oil filter and throw it away. Get new oil in there and, get the old out. Why? Because if we don't change our oil, now how often should we change oil? Every 3,000 on the gas, folks. Synthetic, you can go 4,000, period. I know it says 5,000, sometimes up to 7,500. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. But, Aaron, let me know how many miles you go before you change your oil. Because what we're talking about with this pinging you have, Aaron, is your VVT solenoids. Variable valve solenoids are timing. Variable valve timing solenoids are pinging on you. These solenoids are found, Aaron, pop the hood, climb up on the bumper, look down at the 4.6 or the 5.4 Ford engine, and you'll find these solenoids pointing at you. And they're plugged in electronically, of course. They're operated through the computer, the main computer system, and they tell these. The computer tells this solenoid when to open and close, and it's all about based upon your valve timing. Now, these solenoids, if I pulled one out, which I'm going to pull one out right now, got it here in front of me. It's got a solenoid that's pretty long. It's about 2.5, 3 inches long, maybe a little longer. But at the very end where it slides into the oil chamber where the oil is in the engine, see, if the oil is old and hasn't been changed, you have sewage in it. It's dirty. And in these variable valve solenoids, what you have is a little mesh metal screen. The screen does get clogged up. See, they don't want the felt, Ford does not want the felt going into the solenoid because they open and close, open and close, open and close. And if they don't get to open and or close because of sewage, dirt, gook, gunk, then you're going to have pinging going up the hill because they're starving. They're starving. When we come back from a short break, I'm going to take you a little deeper and how to fix it with Aaron right here from, well, I'm in Boise and he's in Reno. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. Oh, yeah. Little trivia coming back. We'll be right back right here from the Auto World Plaza.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Is it almost time to put one of those Christmas trees hanging from my rearview mirror because of the smell? Ooh, that smell. No! No! Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Don't forget, Lysol, antibacterial spray. Spray it in those vents underneath that windshield out front, folks. Make sure the air conditioner's on full blast and max. We'll get rid of that smell. We don't want you going over Sneaky Pass. Going to come back to Reno, Nevada, here with Aaron. He emailed us, appreciate it, Aaron, from listening to us in Reno, Nevada, on our one of our great Auto World affiliates, KNNR AM 1400. And he's got pinging. Why, going up the hill, oil pressure's normal, he says. The temperature on his engine's okay. And I was talking before the break about the VVT, variable valve timing. These solenoids, it needs to have all the time clean oil going through them. And of course, the clearances are so tight, that, folks, that the oil has to go through a very small, when I say clearance, that means, smaller than the thickness of a piece of paper. So these little screens on these solenoids do get gooed up. You can pull it out, Aaron. You can pull both these out on both sides of the head. And what happens is if they get clogged up and the oil doesn't go through, so the needle doesn't get to open and close electronically now. And electronics tells the mechanical parts to open needle and close the needle. And if it's all gooed up with sewage and sludge and mudge and all those words, then it won't open fast and it won't close. So what happens is the valve timing gets off, Aaron, and that is what causes the pinging. Now, the pinging is, of course, pinging inside the combustion chamber. The valves, intake and or exhaust, are not opening up at the right time and closing at the right time, causing the piston to explode. Literally, it could. In fact, I did replace a F-150 engine, a 5.4 engine for a client, because it stopped running. It would not start. He had pinging there, and just like what you're saying here, this is just the start of this problem that he had, and it ended up that, in fact, $17,000 later, an engine was put in. A full long block from, Ford OEM. But that's how costly these solenoids, if they're not clean, and if you do not change your oil, that's, what's the old slogan that Pennzoil says, that it's cheaper to change your oil than it is your engine. Boy, isn't that the truth. And talk about cost. Absolutely. So, Aaron, here's what I want you to here's what I want you to do, and I think you just saved your truck's life. In fact, I know you did by emailing. I do appreciate it. You can clean these out yourself, or you can take it to a shop and they can clean them. What we do, we pull them out, And we take basically one thing we use is a MAS, mass airflow cleaner. Yes, mass airflow cleaner. It's got Teflon spray. It's a spray. And we spray this solenoid. We actually take them out, and we can take it over to the battery. It's a negative and positive. Now, remember, you don't want to leave the positive. You can touch it. Go click, 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 click. So every time you touch a positive, Aaron, it'll open up the solenoid and close the solenoid. By doing that, what are you doing? You're going to see it work right in front of you, but you want to spray this mass airflow sensor spray on it. It's not a harsh spray. It's got actually a Teflon lubricant in it, and you can it cleans and lubricates and gets and once you see that the screen is all once you pull it out, you'll see, Aaron, that the screen has actually got a lot of dirt on it, and it'll clean that screen right off of there. Or you can just go buy new VVT solenoids for both sides. That might be the best all around, because I don't know how many miles do you have on that Ford F-150? If there is 100,000, I'm going to go back about 5,000 miles. Let's say if it's 95,000 miles there, and I don't want you to clean them. I just want you to get brand new solenoids. Not needed to calibrate them, time them, do anything. Just buy them and put them in, plug them in. Your engine light will probably come on. If you don't have a scanner, then you're going to have to get a scanner, have a shop scan it. They'll basically tell the computer. It's kind of like replacing a hip in your body. You know, the rest of the body has to know that the new hip is over there on the right side. But that's what your pinging is. Hopefully I've helped. And the main thing is change your oil maybe a little bit more frequently. It has nothing to do but with clean oil. Yeah, oil's designed to get dirty, but again, take the trash out. The oil pan is the trash can on everybody's engine. So 3,000 on gas, conventional, with conventional oil. If you've got synthetic oil, you can go 4,000 at the max, 5,000, folks. And at that point, you're talking about, just like Aaron here, spending money replacing parts that you really don't need to do, because they're designed to go a lot farther than that, Aaron. You can get about 150,000 miles on those VVT solenoids. So, Aaron, thanks. Again, send me an email back at Auto World Radio. Let me know what address you'd like me to send you. A little gift package is going out to you, Aaron, from Reno. Good to have you along. Absolutely. And with that, things, folks, with oil, transmission oil, remember that. Just the word oil. Just the word oil. We're talking about the mechanical brakes earlier from our friend Mike there in Nampa, Idaho, listening on KBOI, AM 670. Mechanical brakes versus, juicy or hydraulic brakes. Brake fluid also is an oil, and it gets hot in the calipers. It gets hot even if you've got an older car and you've got wheel cylinders in the back. They're going to get hot, and that oil breaks down no matter what kind of oil it is. Power steering fluid. A lot of you might be shaking your head. You are, yeah, you're shaking your head. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been to the dealer. I had the coupon bookmark. I got the free lube oil fillers because I got the coupon when they gave me the coupon book when I bought my vehicle. And yeah, they keep saying to me, I need to do the power steering flush, brake fluid flush, differential flush, and we just keep putting it off. All right. Well, yeah, if you've got only 35,000, 40,000, 50,000, let's go all the way up to maybe, okay, I'm going to stop there. 50,000 miles, you don't need it. But after 50,000 miles, do it. You need it done. Brake fluid flush, antifreeze flush. Oh, yeah, yeah. It depends on, are you towing that horse trailer? Are you towing those toys? Those travel trailers? Those big boy trailers? Yeah, fifth wheels. You're cooking the brakes when you're hitting the brakes and you don't even know it. Yeah. Got the go pedal going to get up the hill, but what about the brake pedal? What about that transmission? Just remind yourself of that. It's called preventive maintenance. Got a little trivia question. Let's get it out there. Here it is. Here in Auto World for this hour. What was the former name of the car manufacturer Audi? What was the former name of the car manufacturer Audi? 855-660-4261. And by the way, we're coming down. The garage is starting to roll down here on the second hour, and I'm going to carry that trivia question over to the third hour. How do you get to us on the third hour if you're one of our great Auto World Radio affiliates? Doesn't take the third hour. Just go to GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. Here's the trivia question again. What was the former name of the car manufacturer Audi? 855-660-4261. Email AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Welcome all of you to answer that, because, oh my gosh, I've got some detailed gifts for you, dads, fathers, grandpas. Get mom's car looking good inside and out. Oh, yeah. And, in fact, I'm going to throw in, yep, I'm going to, well, all of our past listeners here that called in and emailed, everybody's getting a can of Lysol antibacterial spray. Yay, on top of the detail package. Absolutely. What was the former name of the car manufacturer Audi? Auto World Radio, yahoo.com. 855-660-4261. And we're going to go to the email bag in the third hour, actually. We're on the third hour. I got the vault. Oh, yeah. We're going to open up the vault. It's open. It's open online. And Ford, well, they're keeping up with the Joneses, coming up on the third hour. And also on the third hour, not only your phone calls, your emails, but I have got for you, well, yep, they're short. 2.2 million. Who is it? And also, finally, a training center for EVs. EVs, electric vehicles. A training center. We talked about that a couple, months ago. I was talking about they're not training the technicians and the mechanics. Thanks for joining me. The garage door's going down. See you on the third hour. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe and motor on.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Sabbath bell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.